Welcome to Thanks for Sharing, the podcast where we explore all things recovery, healing, and relationship. I'm Jackie P.
And I'm John T. Hello, Thanks for Sharing audience. This is John. I'm recording a mini episode. Jackie's away at some training this week, so we're not going to be recording together on Friday like we normally do. So I thought I would take a few minutes and share a couple thoughts about recovery and higher power stuff that I've been having. Before we get to that, because Jackie's not here, I'd like to announce a couple things that she's involved with that are going to be more great resources for your recovery and great resources for your learning. First, tomorrow morning, actually, Jackie is recording with the Mormon Matters podcast along with Alex Kidhakis, who's a noted sex therapist and certified sex addiction therapist, and Stephanie Carnes, who is an amazing certified sex addiction therapist and is also really good at research when it has to do with addiction and how addiction affects family members of addicts, as well as Donald Hilton, who is a leading neurosurgeon and neuroscientist who has been doing a lot of cutting-edge research on how addiction impacts the brain, specifically process addiction, so the non-chemical addiction. So Jackie's going to be on a panel with them on the Mormon Matters podcast that should drop pretty soon. So be looking for that. And then also coming up in January is the Engaged in the Struggle event. This is from our friends at Worth Recovery that do really great work for women in addiction recovery. Also really great stuff for men to listen to. Like our friend Amy over there says, men ought to listen to this and be a part of this too, because it's a good experience for them to show up to recovery and have to change all the pronouns from she to he. But anyway, this will be going on January 21st, 2017. And Jackie will be speaking along with a few other CSATs and then Amy from Worth Recovery. And you can find out more about that event at www.worthrecovery.com/events. It's going to be good, so make sure you can check it out. So on to the meat of the episode today. A couple weeks ago, I was sitting in a meeting and somebody was sharing this Hindu proverb, this Hindu legend. And I thought it really spoke to what our quest for higher power is and where we find higher power. So I'm going to read this to you and share some of my thoughts on how we get connected with our higher power. So it says, "There once was a time when all human beings were gods, but they so abused their divinity that Brahma, the chief god, decided to take it away from them and hide it where it could never be found. Where to hide their divinity was the question. So Brahma called a council of the gods to help him decide. 'Let's bury it deep in the earth,' said the gods. But Brahma answered, 'No, that will not do, because humans will dig into the earth and find it.' And then the god said, 'Let us sink it in the deepest ocean.' But Brahma said, 'No, not there, for they will learn to dive into the ocean and find it.' Then the god said, 'Let us take it to the top of a mountain, the highest mountain, and hide it there.' But once again, Brahma replied, 'No, that will not do either, because they will eventually climb every mountain and once again take up their divinity.' Then the gods gave up and said, 'We do not know where to hide it, because it seems that there is no place on earth or in the sea that human beings will not eventually reach.' Brahma thought for a long time, and then he said, 'Here's what we will do. We will hide their divinity deep in the center of their own being, for humans will never think to look for it there.' All the gods agreed that this was the perfect hiding place, and the deed was done. And since that time, humans have been growing up, going up and down the earth, digging, diving, climbing, and exploring, searching for something already within themselves." That resonated with me because of my own personal recovery journey and also the work that I do as a therapist. I think some of my biggest higher power moments come when I am either working with my sponsor or my group and realizing something that came from me or came from another person. When I'm sitting in a session with a client and we kind of stumble across the sacred, I think our greatest access to our higher power comes from being able to go within ourselves. I found a really great article on the Huffington Post having to do with the effects of silence on the brain. Being the introvert that I am, I love silence, and now science says that it's a good thing. So I'll put a link to this article in the show notes. But I think learning how to meditate, learning how to be quiet, and learning how to be with ourselves is one of the ways that we can get in touch with the divine or get in touch with our higher power and the aspects of our higher power that already exist within ourselves. So it talks about how silence can relieve stress and tension. Noise leads to high blood pressure and raise stress levels. It activates the amygdala, which is the fear center of the brain, and it dumps more of the stress hormone in the brain. So 2 minutes of silence can actually be more relaxing than listening to music. And the way they found this was really interesting. They wanted to see the impacts of music on mice. And so they, of course, had a control group where they just had in silence, and then they had music, and I think they had another noise going. They actually found that there were the biggest gains in the group of mice that were exposed to nothing, the group of mice that were in silence. So they also, those mice were also able to regenerate brain cells faster. Particularly in the hippocampus, the part that has to do with memory. Now, I think that memory is pretty key in connecting with our higher power. I was talking with my recovery group this weekend about the burning blade of grass moments, because we were all disappointed that we hadn't had burning bush moments in our recovery. And somebody had brought up that concept of burning blade of grass. And we were talking about the role that memory plays in being able to remember your last burning blade of grass moment just enough to tide you over until you have the next spiritual awakening or the next surrender. So I like that tie with the hippocampus. If you want to remember those experiences better so that you can draw on them more effectively, spend some time in silence each day. The times of silence also tap into what they call the brain's default network, which is kind of what goes on in the brain when nothing else is going on. And that actually tends to be where we kind of hash out some of our most critical things. I think that's why a lot of us surround ourselves with noise and technology and distraction all the time, because what's there in the void? I know for me, my default network is pretty anxious most of the time. That's usually because there's things that I'm not attending to, or there's parts of my life that I'm worried about. And I find when I am able to pause and meditate and pay some attention to it, I can usually come across some solutions, or I can come across some things that are helpful, not just in the moment, but in the longer term. Silence also replenishes mental resources. Too much going on can lead to cortical fatigue. The part of our brain that makes decisions actually uses about 60% of the glucose that goes into the brain in a day. And that part is called cingulate gyrus. That uses a lot of energy. So silence helps to replenish that energy. It can help to, when we have lower levels of input and stimulus, it can help to restore our attention resources, the things in our brain that help us to pay attention better. So some things to think about: find that divinity within you, practice some silence to see what you can come across, and we'd love to hear about it. Write us at thanksforsharingpodcast@gmail.com and let us know about your experiences. I'm going to close with a thought from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. This is found on page 55 in a chapter called We Agnostics. The thing I love about this higher power concept is that it is not the God of a religious understanding, although some people choose to call it that, and some people experience it that way. It's just a power greater than you. And I love what the Big Book says in the middle of page 55. It says, "Actually, we were fooling ourselves, for deep down in every man, woman, and child is a fundamental idea of God." Now, know in the Big Book, they use the term God because it's shorthand for higher power and for these concepts that are actually more complicated than any line anyone can give you about God. "It may be obscured by calamity, by pomp, by worship of other things, but in some form or other, it is there. For faith in a power greater than ourselves and miraculous demonstrations of that power in human lives are facts as old as man himself. We finally saw that faith in some kind of God was a part of our makeup, just as much as feeling that we have, just as much as the feeling we have for a friend. Sometimes we had to search fearlessly, but he was there. He was as much as a fact as we were. We found the great reality deep down within us. In the last analysis, it is only there that he may be found." Chew on those thoughts, go and make some things happen, and we will be back next week.
At the end of another episode, we want to remind you that nobody has time for perfection. We are pursuing progress.
Remember the prayer of the perfectionist. Help me remember I can't do it all. Help me to take things one step at a time, and that the only step I need to focus on is the next right step for me. Help me to remember that life is a journey. Help me to be able to separate all that I am learning from all that I have to do. Help me to remember that I am not alone, that I can ask for help. Help me to strive for frequent awakenings, not mastery. I am enough. Amen.
You can find more Thanks for Sharing at www.thanksforsharingpodcast.com or on Facebook and Instagram at Thanks for Sharing Podcast.
Disclaimer: this podcast is solely for the purpose of information and entertainment and does not constitute therapy, nor should it replace competent professional help.